Clancy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Everything changes at some stage, and after 51 years of being based in Dianella, Channel 9's old building, as it crumbles and everyone walks out of there after all these years, it's a brand new digs in the city. And Tim McMillan and Emmy Kabansky from Channel 9, welcome guys, how are we?
I'm good morning, for an
early Monday morning.
Sorry about that, Tim.
That's right, coffee in hand, things are looking up.
Have you got first show nerves for tonight? I mean, you know, the show must go on and all that, but yeah. Anything could go wrong in the first broadcast.
Thank you.
I've been trying not to think about it. I wish you didn't have to bring it up.
Sorry, we'll be tweeting.
Yeah, look, I think we will be a bit nervous tonight. Mm. I mean, to be honest, our role hasn't changed that much. Let's be honest. We sit there and read the words.
Yeah, so if anything goes wrong, it's actually not your fault.
Exactly. No. That's our job. So I'll just say that first up. So anything that goes wrong is clearly not
our fault. Someone else's fault.
But there are plenty of people behind the scenes and they will always be scrambling. Yeah. But yeah, we talked about this last week and I guess we've been doing it for a while and you don't get that sort of nervous energy, but I think it'll certainly be there tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. There's a lot of new technology that everyone's had to get their heads around, because you kind of, when you're in there, everything, when you've done it for a while, you sort of automate those things and almost do it in autopilot mode. You know where the buttons are, the knobs are, the switches are, whereas everything's kind of...
Yeah, it'll be a different feel too, because there'll be different people sort of inside there than sort of we've had before, et cetera. Because I guess obviously now the cameras are automated, so we're used to a bit more of a bigger studio crew, and so that's sort of... Shrunk a little.
No one to laugh at our jokes.
No, I know that feeling.
That's okay. Yeah. You tell too many dad jokes, Tim. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Well, a couple of dads on the floor. I got a courtesy laugh at least. And now I have to rely on Emmy to laugh at my jokes. She's a tough crowd sometimes.
Oh, that pity laugh is the worst laugh of all.
I know.
He's giving it a great effort.
He's doing it. Yeah.
And it's all swanky and people can come and watch you working and performing. Well, working.
Performing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is a performance, isn't it? Yeah.
I suppose it is. Yeah. Look, there is the potential there. Mm. Yeah. There's a big long window where if we're sitting at our desk to read the news, if we look straight past the camera, we can see down St George's Terrace.
So. Oh, so brilliant spot.
Yeah, so it's a bit like being, I guess, in a goldfish bowl, isn't it? Except we're not sort of swimming around. We're sitting at the desk and then looking out. So you can make faces.
They're not behind you, though. So they're not going to be able to put signs up behind the news and wave awkwardly.
Not behind the news, but they could very easily distract us.
You can see them.
Don't give anyone ideas, Tim.
There will be heavy security there every night.
I brought my son into the old building about a year ago, and we watched you, Tim, do the hour-long news. Right. Yep. And the one thing he still talks about is the fact that when you walked out and shook his hand, you had no shoes on. Right. So you did the news in your thongs.
To be fair, though, I did have a shonky toe then.
Didn't I? You did. Okay. Yes. You had an injury.
I badly injured my foot.
Yeah. I think you forgot your socks.
Come on, mate.
I know he's normally dressed. Come on. I have to sit next to him. I wouldn't let that happen.
Now, you did have an injury at the time, but he thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
But that's what goes on, but you know, below the desk.
It doesn't matter.
That's the mystery.
Yeah. I'm just sort of excited for you guys to have a new building too, because a couple of times we've gone out to Channel 9, obviously, to do some filming for ads and things like that. And the odd time I've just used someone else's change room, you know, I might have jumped in yours, Emmy, and then you go in and they'll be like, that's the bathroom. There's no light in there.
Sorry.
Because it's like no one's done any refurb on the building for a while, so everything was in the dark.
Yeah, well, because they had something somewhere new already being built, you know how they just start forgetting about what's the current place like?
Sounds like you've got the royal suite, though, when you're
doesn't it? Yeah, so I'm excited about the new digs.
We'll have to invite you in just to get changed.
I know. Yeah. They're pretty good, too, and the showers are amazing.
It is a sensational multi-million-dollar looking building and all the digital technology and all that. And I know there's a bit of a party going on there today. There's a bit of brekkie going on in the terrace as people walk down to work.
Yeah, there's a sausage sizzle and free coffee for
free
anyone.
Free coffee, cupcakes, entertainment. Obviously, Tracy Vo and Lisa Fernandez are down there. They've got the TPN sort of going, I think, during the hits for doing the news outside. So, it'll be great.
Nice.
Yep.
Very good.
Check it out.
Lisa Fernandez never done a bit of cooking in her life.
No.
That's okay. She'll be eating a lot. She's allowed
very,
to.
She's so very she's pregnant. Pregnant. Hey, guys, all the best. As you say, you know, there's a lot of new stuff going on, new technology. You've got to work out where the knobs are. We know that. There's one in sales here. There's one in programming. But all the best with the new building. And we'll see you on 9 News tonight.
Thank you.
Let's hope so.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Lots of people have ditched the alarm clock these days and they use their mobile phones as an alarm, which also means that there's that temptation to wake up and check your phone immediately before you get up and start your day. So you might spend 5-10 minutes lying in bed checking emails or looking at Facebook or reading text messages before actually getting up. And according to trends forecaster and business analyst Michael McQueen, he's saying this is a habit we should drop immediately because it's not a great start to the day. And the reason I find this really interesting is because of the language that he's used, he said, it's not a great start to the day because it puts you in the reactive rather than the proactive seat. And like, that's a really clever way of looking at it because you go, yeah, actually, as soon as you wake up, you read that and you're just taking in other people's information. You're reacting to Facebook, you're reacting to emails, you're reacting to texts rather than getting up and doing something for yourself. And so he's saying you should start the day doing something that makes you feel like you're in control, which I think is fantastic advice.
Well, it is. And I think this is what, you know, doctors and various clinicians have been worried about for ages, that our love affair with the screen, it makes us passive. We no longer have to imagine things. If you're reading, you have to, you create the picture in your head. If you're a kid just playing with soldiers or whatnot, do kids still play with soldiers? I don't know. But whatever, you know, blocks.
Normally in a game.
Whatever. You know, they're creating voices. They're creating these pictures.
Theatre of the mind.
Theatre of the mind. But now we're just watching and it's all happening for us. And, you know, I do it too, but it can't be a great thing to do it too often.
You know what the worst thing is? When I woke up this morning, my lotto app was on and I'd bought a ticket on the weekend in Vic Park. And I thought last night, until I went to bed last night, I'd won over $500,000 in weekend lotto. And the first thing I saw when I woke up was the ticket, the two winning tickets in WA were sold in Cloverdale and Midland. And I went, oh, what a bad start to the day.
Yeah.
If you already know too much. Well, they're saying even something as simple as getting up and making your bed,
doing that first
is enough to be something that's proactive and something that'll kind of like stop that chaos going through your mind. So they're just saying it could be a bit of exercise, maybe some push-ups, something like that. But
I love the way you said not going to happen before she'd almost almost finished saying it. Make it up, make your bed. Not going to happen.
But it makes you feel like you're doing something else rather than just having things forced upon you.
And I think absolutely. For me, the most important part of it, I've made a rule that I won't look at social media before I go to bed. On the chance that I'll see something that disturbs me.
Yeah, of course.
You know, a horrible news story or whatnot. And also, I think we're getting immune or not thinking about it. Our eyes must completely freak out because you look at that screen and you feel that bang of the light. It can't be a great way to start the day for your eyes either.
Yeah. You sure? You're not looking at social media. You're looking at anything else on your phone before bed?
Yeah. What are you looking at before you go to sleep? Anything else?
Oh, no. How dare you?
Just wondering. I was asking a question. We're taking you to any certain line of questioning.
No. I'm not even going to speak about it.
They say exercise in the morning, Matt. Exercise when you wake up, mate.
Or just make your bed.
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Comedian, mum, indoorsy type and co-host of The Jam with Sam Longley, Saturday mornings on Mix 94.5. Fresh back from comedy at Rottnest Island on the weekend. Janelle Koenig, good morning.
I don't know about fresh.
Oh, no, you too. Both you and Matt smashed it out of the park.
Oh, we smashed it out of the park.
Great sets. Didn't think there was a lot of that that couldn't go to air, though.
Yes. It's a adults-only version.
Bricky Radio.
No.
Routines. Fun, though.
Yeah.
But I came home to find out that our whole fence has blown down in the wind.
Oh, no.
It was a bit of a storm, wasn't it?
It was a storm. And then last week our electricity was cut off
because
of the credit card. I didn't update when it got stolen.
I was going to say, is it Armageddon above your place?
I know. And it's like the things come in threes. Yeah. And today my toothbrush, you know, went flat mid-brush and all that. That's it.
You're not coping with life, are you?
I'm not.
Yeah. You didn't really convince us with the toothbrush one, though.
Well, it didn't happen to you.
Mom is the worst. Is the word that you heard.
First world problems.
Now, we've just said Matt and I were on Rottnest for Lotto Fest on the weekend, and I was looking forward to this so much. The gigs, of course, but just to be away for two nights by myself as a grown-up without my loin fruit children, you know what I mean. So I had, we had 2 days and I was so excited. I packed the bag and it did not have baby wipes.
No.
It didn't have snacks. It didn't have Band-Aids. It didn't have spare knickers. But mine. It had mine.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean. And I spent the whole ride over without anyone on my lap or in my face or near me or touching me. It was so nice. And no one was on my iPad, no one was on my iPhone, no one was in my personal space. No. It was amazing.
The only fingerprints were yours.
That's right. Yeah. Delightful. And we got to the accommodation and Matt and I shared, and we knew in advance that we were going to be sharing.
I was looking forward to it all week.
a space, not a room.
Right.
It's like all bed. And so was I. And we got there and I was there first, and secondly came another comedian who brought his child.
Oh, invader.
Yeah.
He brought a child.
How old was that thing?
Yes, almost two.
Two, yeah.
Almost two. And you know what?
No.
I was furious.
Yeah.
I was furious. She could have been the nicest little girl. She could have been Shirley Temple reincarnated, but it doesn't matter.
No.
I did not want to hear Disney Junior on my weekend away.
No, no.
I didn't
about that. I was learning it on the guitar.
That was so unfair.
Did you hide your iPad?
I did. Mm. I hid in the room. I hid in the room and I said, turn that TV down. And I said things like, you know, it wasn't fair. There was, you know, kid stuff in the fridge. There was nappies in the bin.
There was.
It was gross. We couldn't swear.
Well, you know, you were out enjoying yourself. I was being a bit of a homebody, so I got quite a lot of time with our young friend.
Oh, gee, I feel sorry for you.
I'm not bad at the old play school performer thing.
Yeah, but you're only doing it once a year. Like, Janelle has to do this every day.
I know, that's why she wasn't coming home.
She wanted a break.
I couldn't sleep. I was staying up waiting for her.
Thanks, Dad. But it was lovely to be away from my kids, but, you know, I did miss them.
Yeah.
Because they're not in nappies anymore.
No.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, over the weekend I bought a home pregnancy kit.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out that my house is pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm having a shed.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.